For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 National Design Awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penning, will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The Paso Robles Downtown Main Street Association brings you the classic 1973 comedy, The Sting. Starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford, the winner of 7 Academy Awards, The Sting will show at the Park Cinemas Sunday, September 6th at 7 p.m. Don't miss your chance to see The Sting on the big screen September 6th. Tickets are just $20 online with a small service fee or at the box office. For ticket information, go to parkcinemas.com.
How long can you stand on one leg without losing your balance? Having and keeping good balance as you age is fixable. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Researchers have pinpointed how to gain or improve your balance, but you have to put in the work. The enemy is called scarsopenia, the loss of muscle mass that results in lack of mobility, strength, and flexibility. At the top of the list of risk factors is getting too little or no physical activity. Not only can this have a detrimental effect on mobility, over the years it has been linked to a higher risk of immortality. Decrease in muscle mass and bone density are very much affected by the amount of exercise you get on a daily basis, plus a healthy diet. Sitting is the number one cause of scarsopenia, as well as inadequate protein intake. Starting an exercise routine can be a daunting task, but the best way to approach it is to swim, walk, bike, do yoga, or other activities slowly, and build up in frequency from there. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Plaskett Fire grows to 15,000 acres with evacuation warnings in San Luis Obispo County. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Plaskett Fire in Monterey County has reached over 15,000 acres and is at 1% containment. Evacuation warnings continue to pile up, with three extending into San Luis Obispo County near the California Coastal National Monument. Warnings are for zones SLC 001, 002, and 003. CAL FIRE's website says, quote, those who require additional time to evacuate, then those with pets and livestock, should leave now. CAL FIRE's updates says the largest growth to the Plaskett Fire is on the eastern side toward Fort Hunter Liggett and the south near Los Barros Road. A 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is currently closed, south of Little Sur River to just north of the San Luis Obispo County line. There is no estimated reopening time for the highway. CAL FIRE says that heavy vegetation and limited fire history in the area continue to drive active fire behavior. Fort Hunter Liggett has released its own statements on the Plaskett Fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a firebase camp. Quote, there remains no direct danger to the containment area or individuals living and working on post, according to the release. The installation remains secure and fully operational. FHL's Safety and Advisory says that all public roads through the training areas around the area remain closed, and access is strictly prohibited. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. County Public Works announced that the new bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek has opened a week ahead of schedule. The bridge was first closed for construction on June 1st. As it experienced significant structural damage during the 2023 winter storms. Temporary work was completed at that time to reopen the bridge, but the most recent work replaced the 85-year-old damaged bridge with a new concrete bridge. Detour and road closure signs will be removed, and traffic patterns will return to normal. However, some contractors may continue to work on the shoulders of the road to finalize the project. Motorists are encouraged to drive with caution. CAL FIRE has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burnings plan to start today and end Sunday, September 6th, weather permitting. The operation is designed to promote regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that benefit from fire and reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation. The trial for Gaya Powell, a former candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, begins today. Powell is charged with 9 counts of election and voter fraud related to issues regarding her residency in Arroyo Grande for her mayoral campaigns. In order to qualify for mayor, candidates must live within the city limits, and the DA's office alleges Powell lived at an address outside city limits and registered to vote and run for a different condo inside the limits. Other charges allege she failed to properly report income and campaign expenditures, and she is acting as her own attorney. She faces 8 years and 7 months in prison if convicted. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Angels 5-2, the Orioles over the Athletics 8-5, the Rays beat the Padres 5-4, Dodgers over the Tigers 6-1, Yankees beat the Red Sox 16-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Padres will go against the Reds, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Angels. In high school football, on Friday, Arroyo Grande defeated the Bearcats 36-7. Atascadero shut out Golden Valley 10-0. Mission Prep beat St. Francis 24-13. The Eagles shut out Santa Maria 49-0. Lindsay beat Morro Bay 48-12. In California news, a hurricane has formed off the coast of Southern California in the Pacific Ocean, but is likely to stay away from land. Hurricane Karina formed on Sunday and has quickly grown to Category 3 hurricane. It is expected to travel further out into the Pacific, but swells from the storm are likely to cause dangerous conditions along stretches of the coastline in southwest Mexico and the Baja California Peninsula. Governor Gavin Newsom announced that the state is investing $2.7 billion into more than 150 new transportation projects, some focused on directly benefiting downtown Los Angeles in preparation for the 2028 Olympic Games. The state is providing $2.45 million in funding for these infrastructure improvements, adding safety upgrades to 4 transit stations in LA County. Police are investigating what appears to be a sophisticated cargo theft operation when nearly $70,000 worth of products, including 10,000 cans of beer, disappeared from a distribution center in 2 separate pickups an hour apart. The incident occurred in Montclair at 4545 Brook Street. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The livestock industry has been rattled in recent days following President Donald Trump's announcement to remove import tariffs on beef in an effort to lower grocery store prices. AFBF Managing Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs, Sadie Knight.
We as an organization are deeply disappointed to see that movement and to see that action take place. And we're going to be communicating with the White House. We're going to be working with members of Congress who have jurisdiction over these type of issues to better understand the situation and get more information, but then also press back pretty hard on this decision. Our cattlemen and our ranchers, they can't afford to take this hit and to take this loss.
AFBF, along with the Livestock Marketing Association, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, have sent a joint letter to the president objecting to the proposal, urging the Trump administration to reverse course and to pursue policies aimed at strengthening domestic cattle production and herd growth. And Modesto, Louisiana will be home to a new phosphate plant, the first one to be constructed in the U.S. in more than 40 years, USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins.
Which is expected to reduce U.S. dependency on imported phosphate fertilizer by up to 60%.
The plant will produce 1.3 million metric tons of phosphate fertilizer per year.
Superior Livestock is back in Hudson Oaks, Texas, Thursday, September 3rd for the Labor Day video sale. More than 45,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock fresh from ranches across the country sell live on SuperiorLivestock.com. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid online. It's fast, easy, and gives you access to the nation's largest cattle marketplace. And Labor Day doesn't end the action. Remember, Superior video auctions keep rolling every other Thursday through year-end. For complete sale schedule, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Oversupply of grapes, declining consumer demand, and rising production costs are forcing California wine grape growers to make choices about whether to keep farming or tear out their vines. Some are trying a third option, mothballing, a term borrowed from storing equipment for other assets out of service while preserving them for future use. In vineyards, it means temporarily halting production while maintaining vines with minimal labor and inputs so they can be returned to full production when market conditions improve. The practice remains relatively rare, but interest is growing. Christopher Chen, a University of California Cooperative Extension Viticulture Advisor for Mendocino, Sonoma, and Lake Counties, estimates mothballing can now be seen in roughly 1 in 20 vineyards in his region, up from nearly none 3 years ago. Chen is studying the practice to fill a major information gap. Quote, I don't know that there's any information on the viticulture books on what you do if you're tight on cash and the industry has collapsed, said Chase Thornhill, owner and general manager of Mendocino Wine Company. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny, highs in the mid-70s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's the last day of August. Stocks lost ground at the open. Crude oil prices are higher as traders monitor developments between the U.S. and Iran. Deere & Company shares are up 3% on optimistic comments from analysts at Baird, who see upbeat demand for its agriculture business this year. This week, Apple transitions CEOs. Tim Cook wraps up 15 years leading Apple, and John Ternus takes over. Apple shares open flat. Oil services company SLB, the former Schlumberger, is boosting its data center commitment. It will buy Kelvion, a company that cools data centers. Also, insurance giant Aon is getting bigger. It will pay $17 billion for insurance broker USI. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This fall, Allegretto Wines invites you to two special experiences. October 1st, join Paso Perspectives, Wild Things from 4 to 6 in the Chef's Garden, celebrating organic, regenerative, and sustainable Paso Robles wineries. On October 22nd, Allegretto Wines and Cello Ristorante come together for the Harvest Wine Dinner, an evening of seasonal, locally sourced cuisine paired with wine starting at 5:30. Space is limited for both. Reserve your tickets on Talk now or visit AllegrettoWines.com.
Don't forget Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to the Walmart in Paso Robles. They have their huge Labor Day sale going on now through next Monday, the 7th. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Also, you got recliners for as low as $3.99. And on Labor Day, don't miss out on the hot dogs and hamburgers. That's all at Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, we think, is ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition. Right choice. Mellow musical interlude this morning here. Get you out of bed, maybe.
Wake up in the morning when the sun shines in your eyes and the smell of flowers blooming fills the air. Your mind.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Dan Payne. We'll be talking about the American Legion. They've been around here in Paso Robles since 1924 and lots of things that they do. And also Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. So there you go. There you go. Enjoy that. Okay, let's see here. Somebody sent in a picture of the new Creston Bridge. And I got it on the text as well. And it says, let's see. Creston Bridge is beautiful. Good job, County. It's a bridge. It's, it looks okay. It's a paved road with the guardrails on the side that go over the creek. Okay. It's better than what it was. No, and okay. So anyway, thanks for sending that in. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Another one. This is on the email. I don't know what to say. I don't what music I would play to keep people away, but if you play the Eurythmics, you won't see me nearby. Okay. The Eurythmics. Again, it was Barry Manilow down at some guy's shop place to keep the homeless away. All right, Chris, this is probably something you may be familiar with.
What do we got, another tech question?
No, this has to do with songs to annoy someone to keep them away. Are you familiar with Baby Shark?
Yes.
And is that a cartoon?
I think it's just a video, actually. Not like a full cartoon series. It is literally just a video with an accompanying song that is very annoying.
Is it geared for kids?
Very much so, yes.
All right, so trying to not think it as an adult, but even if when you heard it when you were younger, was it annoying?
I didn't hear it when I was younger. I think it came out first in, I think, about 2015 or 2016, so I was a teenager by then.
Okay. And it is annoying, though.
Yes. But, you know what isn't annoying for kids?
Well.
As an adult, anyway.
Oh, as an adult, yeah. Okay, another on the list, I've never heard Baby Shark, and I've never heard this one, Shut Up by the Black Eyed Peas.
I know the Black Eyed Peas. I don't remember that song, though.
All right, how about Axel F. by Crazy Frog?
Crazy Frog, you mean?
Frog, yeah.
Yes, I know what Crazy Frog is.
Are they a group, or is that a show?
It's a musical group.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it just goes to show that people's tastes, like this guy here with the Eurythmics. Eurythmics were very popular. I think the only song I know from them is Sweet Dreams. I think it's them. Sweet Dreams Are Made. And that's not a bad song. I mean, I wouldn't put it on my list to play when I go shark swimming. But it's okay. But there's... you know, the gentleman that won the trivia or qualified, Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. What's New Pussycat by Tom Jones? Okay, that goes back 60 years. Well, there were a lot of songs. One that was on the list, and I don't...
Real quick, I know that song from the credits of a movie I watched as a kid.
What's New Pussycat?
Yeah.
All right, is the song annoying?
I guess so, now that I think about it. But, like, I didn't find it annoying as a kid because it was just a stupid, you know, end credits song. You don't watch the credits as a kid anyway. You just, like, credits come on, you just leave.
Okay, and what was the movie?
Cats and Dogs.
A children's movie?
Yes.
Okay. I don't watch a lot of that stuff within, I don't know, the last 30 years. I can't. All right, but that was a big hit. It was in another movie, and I don't remember. Was Barbara Streisand? Or, I don't know. I may be confusing something. Anyway, those are just a couple. The one I was getting at was people may find it funny, but it is annoying. But also, in recent years, because this is the United States of America nowadays, that the song by Napoleon, the fifth or whatever, "They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee 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 ha ha, to the funny farm," that it is not acceptable to play it because those who, I guess, do this for a living think that it's making fun of mental health. I wonder if Transfusion by Nervous Norvis, that was from the 50s, that wouldn't be insulting if that would be annoying as well. So anyway, just a couple of the songs off people's head. Let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. I'm going to give you some good advice. Do not listen to Baby Shark. It will get you stuck in your head and you'll be mad all day. Okay.
I don't think it would get stuck in your head. I think you'll have such an intense, like, vitriolic dislike for it that you'll immediately forget about it.
All right, Chris, you have a job to do. You see the last text, right?
Play Baby Shark for the listeners.
Yeah, can you get that up on your site there?
Yes, I can.
All right, we're just going to play a little bit of it here to see if this is as bad as people say it is. And if it's one of the ones that pops up, then you would understand it. But sometimes with something like this, I'm assuming it became pretty popular. So
it's got 17 billion views on YouTube currently.
Well, that's our listenership, 17 billion. So that would make sense why people are doing that. 17 billion.
All right. Well, are you and the listeners ready?
Yes. I mean, what the heck?
All right. Here we go. This is Baby Shark. It's got a little bit of an animation playing out for it. And then it'll get to the song shortly. I actually don't know how long it takes.
I don't like it already.
And it's not like this isn't even the part that, like, there we go.
Chris,
that's the whole thing.
All right. Actually, the first part I didn't mind.
The little shark theme?
No, the kids.
Oh, you didn't?
No, the guy, when that came in, I just said, okay, I'm done with this. Because it reminded me of backup singers from some songs in the early 1960s. And I, you know, obviously nothing specific, but. Well, how would you like to have something that apparently people don't like and is annoying, but have that many views? That's, I don't know, do people just do it because they haven't heard it, or they like it?
I think it's because they have kids and their kids want to listen to it.
Okay. Well, parents should use as much authority as possible then because of that. Now you can see. You know, I know there's a song, and it's what is it? It's a country group, and it's moms. I don't know. Dad's taking over for the mom. He lost his job, and mom is out working, and he's doing all the chores. And part of one of the lyrics in it is he goes through the song. They go through the song, and you know, rewind Barney for the 12th time, and near the end of the song is rewind Barney for the 15th time. So and I know that parents, you know, kids, they like something, and to keep them occupied, you put them in front of the TV and you keep playing the same thing over and over. And maybe good for the kid, but I think at the end of the day, the parents are about shot and ready to go crazy listening to that stuff all day long. All right. Well, thanks for that. Appreciate it very much. All right. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Chris, would you say the Baby Shark is worse than I Love You by Barney?
I think so.
Okay. I've never heard the Barney thing, and I refuse to watch it.
Maybe it's a nostalgic thing for me.
Well, you know, that could be. All right, so folks, where did I see it here? California. California bill, we brought this up several months ago, and it is a California bill that it's going to Newsom's desk, and this is recognizing two Islamic holidays. It's AB 217. It passed the Assembly 64-1. And it awaits Senate action before the session ends. Now, as I read some of this morning, let's see here. Of course, no student should have to choose between celebrating one of their holiest days of their faith and showing up to school. And no worker should feel they have to sacrifice their religious observance. So I went down and I saw one of the quotes from somebody who, again, woe is me. Recalled missing whatever this EID with her family earlier in her career while working for the city of San Francisco. Now, again, I always like to point out, when you signed up for the job with the city of San Francisco, I'm just going to assume, since it's government, they probably had a handbook. They probably had a handbook. Again, just guessing. Aha, of, you know, vacation, accrued time, et cetera, vacation, blah, blah, blah. And apparently this person missed that, didn't see that here are the holidays, you get the paid holidays that you have, and then you have your sick leave mandated by the state and your vacation depending on the company, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was really painful for this person not to be with the family. And she said her family would go to lunch after the services and give gifts to children. And she meant, I'm just wondering, okay? So I sign up for the gig and I look, I get Christmas off. I get 4th of July off. I get Memorial Day off. I get blah, 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 blah off. I don't get the day that I want off. I wonder if this Einstein ever thought that maybe using one of her personal days, or whatever they call them now, to do that, to spend time with their family, if it was that important, or using one of her vacation days, okay? Would that be too difficult to ask somebody to do? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I don't recall any state of California referral to Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. They're not holidays, they're not days off, and they're probably honored or celebrated as much, if not more, than these two that he's trying to get on.
My guess is there's probably more Jewish people in the state, too, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Definitely. But, I mean, what is the point? If you want to celebrate your God, celebrate. But don't try and force it on anybody else.
Well, it could be a law to recognize, and the schools will have the option to do this or not.
Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah?
No. The Islamic.
Maybe they could throw them in. What the heck?
Well, I wonder if the governor signs this bill in, if he would also then say, well, we're going to have the schools change the spring break to back to the Easter holiday vacation.
Oh, Kevin, you and I are both too old for this world. I'm going to go on with my walk. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, throw it back. Okay? That's my point in this. And there has, again, this has been in the push for a couple of years now. And it doesn't say if it's not specifically state paid for, but I guess it is optional. It could become optional. And let's see here. AB 217 is about making sure Muslim Californians are seen valued and treated with the same dignity as every other community in our state. But apparently we don't have the Jewish holidays to do that. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Anything else that may be on your minds? Let's see here. It is the state of California may restrict undercover police operations targeting youth. And this is to do with young people facing criminal allegations from deceptive law enforcement techniques by limiting how police use undercover agents in custody. This week, the legislature, last week passed a bill that would prohibit law enforcement agencies from targeting certain people under 26. We're not talking under 18. We're talking under 26. It's the Perkins operation, which involved undercover agents posing as incarcerated people to elicit incriminating information from suspects. I don't know. And district attorneys say the practice is a very useful tool to investigate and solve crimes. But it has come under increasing scrutiny from judges, lawmakers, and criminal defense attorneys who say the operations are coercive, risk false confessions, and disproportionately targets Black and Latino people. Of course, that's always the issue there. Same groups over and over apparently don't commit crimes. Anyway, so we'll see what happens regarding this. I wonder if that would also have to do with undercover at convenience stores where kids go in and try to buy alcohol. All right, so again, more things here in the state of California. It never ends. All right, we have to head this way. We're out of time.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The trial for Gaia Powell, a former candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, begins today. Powell is charged with 9 counts of election and voter fraud related to issues regarding her residency in Arroyo Grande for her mayoral campaigns. She is acting as her own attorney and faces 8 years, 7 months in prison if convicted. Fort Hunter Liggett has released its own statements on the Plackett fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a fire base camp. There is no danger to individuals living or working at Fort Hunter Liggett, and the installation remains secure. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. We're going to hit them hard after Iran launched 8 missiles at U.S. troops in Jordan.
President Trump told Fox News the United States will respond to the Iranian attack on U.S. forces overnight in Jordan. The president said, we're going to hit them hard. There will be a response. He indicated that all of the missiles, except one, were intercepted by U.S. air defense systems.
Fox's Trey Ying says the other was a miss after the U.S. struck Iran missile batteries preparing to launch new sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. The Lindsay Clancy jury back to deliberate after a weekend at home, whether she's guilty of killing her 3 children. A flash flood in Grand Canyon's Bright Angel Canyon. 15 hikers missing, 1 dead. Chopper pilots and crews rescue 60 more. With park hotels closed, its water pipeline knocked out. America's listening to Fox News.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. 2 locations in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care,
This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit LintPatrolCA.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County weather.
At 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Excuse me, Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement, get it done by the pros. All right, clouds this morning will give away to generally sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows right around 50. We'll be in the mid 70s, turning out mostly sunny on your Tuesday. Wednesday, upper 70s, low 80s on Thursday. Back to upper 70s on Friday, back to low 80s on Saturday. Sunday, mid-80s and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:35 a.m., 7:33 p.m. We are at 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. Okie dokes. Every Templeton child can participate in youth sports and recreation programs that are offered by the Templeton Recreation Department. So, what the benefits? Well, you can find out by going online. But also, if you'd like to volunteer, if you can help out with a couple of Lincoln and Jackson's, they would appreciate it very much. Donate online at TempletonRecFoundation.org. That's TempletonRecFoundation.org, and they thank you in advance. Also, looking for volunteers and docents wanted, and this is with the Paso Robles Historical Society. Flexible hours and days, volunteer as much or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors, and they share information about the exhibits and the history of Paso Robles. All docents and volunteers, of course, are trained and mentored. No experience is necessary. So contact PasoHistory@gmail.com. All righty. There you go. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles every day. Well, they've got lunch every day. And then on the weekends, they've got brunch for you and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 7 minutes away from 8 at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. And remember, you can find out everything you need to know and more. Go to BellaJewel.com for information. All right, leading off, starting off things, the last day of the month, Garrett Ripple, Katie Callahan, Lou Aragon, Carolina Davis, Diane Packer, Dee Zick, and we have Dan and Lori Menicky. Local celebrities, birthdays and anniversaries. Moving to my right-hand side, let's see. Maria Montessori, the educator, 1870-1952, a very, very good actor. Best Years of Our Lives, Inherit the Wind, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the one and the only, Frederick March, 1897, passed away in 1975. Arthur Godfrey, speaking of ukuleles, 1983. Oh, remember Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Richard Basehart, 1914-1984. Onward We Go, Buddy Hackett, 1924-2003. Oh man, our man Flint, cool guy. Remember those? What was he? He did the Michelob commercials or something like that. Magnificent Seven. James Coburn, 1928-2002. Jean Beliveau, Hockey Hall of Famer, 1931-2014. Very underrated Baseball Hall of Famer. Frank Robinson, 1935, 2019. Jerry Allison of the Crickets, 1939, 2022. From the Searchers, Needles and Pins, John McNally, 1941. Itzhak Perlman, the fiddle player or violinist, 1945. Hit it, Van Morrison, 1945. Ernie Shavers, remember him, the boxer, 1945. He died in 2022. Tom Coughlin, the coach, 1946. Carl Garrett, 1947, running back with the Raiders, got a ring. Richard Gere, 1945. Claudel Washington, never played high school baseball. He was discovered on the sandlots up north. 1954, he died in 2020. Edwin Moses, gold medalist, man, big-time hurdler. 1955, Gia Shock from the Go-Go's, 1954. Pretty good baseball player, Von Hayes, 1958. From the DeFranco family, Tony DeFranco, 1959. Hideme Nomo, pitcher, came up with the Bums, 1968. Everybody's favorite singer, Debbie Gibson, 1970. Who else do we have on the list here? Anyone? Joshua Close, the actor, 1981. I saw his Hall of Fame induction speech. What a, just a very considerate man. Wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald, 1983. Pretty good receiver, Lance Moore, 1983. And that is it. All right, passing away on this day, Princess Diana, 1997. Froggy Loughran, Bill Froggy Loughran. He was with the Little Rascals for a few 4 years. He was the, Froggy, that voice, and he was killed riding the scooter. He was delivering newspaper with a buddy of his and didn't turn out well. 1948, Richard Anderson from the $6 Million Man passed away in 2017. David Frost, the TV author personality, passed away in 2013. Lionel Hampton, big-time band leader in 2002. And according to legend, that Apollo Creed died on this day in 1985. John Ford, what a director. 1973, the great boxer, Rocky Marciano. He was killed in that plane crash in 1969. And who else do we have? I think that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Going to the top of the list today, he was born in Texas but ended up in the Oakland area. Went to the legendary McClymonds High School, where he played some hoops with a guy by the name of Bill Russell, and also played a little baseball with a couple of guys by the name of Veda Pinson and Kurt Flood. I can't imagine that baseball team. That just had to be just absolutely crazy. He was signed by the Cincinnati Reds back in 1953 for $3,500. All right, and he made his way to the big leagues pretty quickly with the Cincinnati Redlegs, yes. And he played from 56 to 65. The stupid general manager thought he was an old 30-year-old, but he wasn't. He came up and he was Rookie of the Year. So they ship him to the Baltimore Orioles. Okay? And because he was an old 30, and all he did the next year was win the Triple Crown and lead the Orioles to the World Series against the Bums. And he was a World Series MVP as well. He was not washed up. 586 home runs in his career. The one and only Frank Robinson goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. County Public Works announced that the new bridge on Creston Road at Quail Creek has opened a week ahead of schedule. The bridge was first closed for construction on June 1st after it experienced significant structural damage during the 2023 winter storms. Detour and closure signs will be removed and traffic patterns will return to normal. CAL FIRE has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burning is planned to start today and end Sunday, September 6th, weather permitting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Frank Robinson was also the first black manager in Major League Baseball. He ended up with over 1,800 RBIs. As I mentioned, 586 home runs. He had 2,943 hits, and he hit .294. 14-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champ, 2-time MVP, and did it in the National League and the American League. And also, by the way, he also was a Gold Glove Award winner. Frank Robinson, this hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.